We're tuned in for another episode of Fake That Radio Show. I'm your host, Andres, and I have my special guest for today.
Tialana.
See, she didn't even let me introduce her.
I'm sorry. Start again. You're right. I should be introduced. Yes.
Radio show Monday everywhere.
I have that as a testimonial.
To y'all's right, special guest, Miss Tialana.
He can sing a little.
Huh?
He can sing a little.
Just a little bit. I was actually singing.
I never knew you had two ear holes. That's kind of cool.
We just said talk about everything. You know what?
I never knew.
I forget. I haven't worn earrings in like a long time.
When's the last time? When's the last time you looked in your ears? Like in the mirror, like.
I don't look at myself in the mirror like that.
Why? You should.
Well, you know,
there's
okay,
a
so
there.
There is, and you know, like, okay, so if I like look at myself too much, then like, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm already like, you know, confident, and some people mistake that as arrogant, right? But then, you know, it just goes more and more or whatever, so I don't want like, you know, some people be feeling bad and stuff like that because of the interactions or whatever. But anyway,
you can't be responsible for anybody else's perception of the world.
That is true. That is their fault.
Okay. I'm feeling myself, and if you're not feeling yourself and feeling me, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah. You know, that's...
It is.
See? You get it. I'm sure we got chemistry, right? But this is our first sit down interview, so
it's chemistry.
She's drinking cooked chop tea, by the way, y'all.
Okay, so I might be acting different, but it depends on how long this video is. I'm trying to be cool though.
So let's start at the beginning. As far as what inspired you to want to be an artist?
Oh my god, that's my favorite question.
Okay.
Well, of course, I've been singing my entire life, and I just couldn't stop. I used to get kicked out of class because the teachers couldn't stop me from singing. It's like, you know, stop singing. And then I stopped singing for a little while and I started again. And then they'd be like, I told you to stop singing, I'm gonna have to call your parents. And then they turn my little happy face to like the little yellow one in the middle. I'm like, because I'm singing.
You gon' get it. You gon' get this right, baby. In July, you'll be better. You'll be on your grind.
So then I start humming. They still kick me out.
Just messed up all the time,
and it's like I couldn't help it. I was just I was drawn. To music, and so when I got a little bit older, you know, I started messing around, making beats and all kinds of stuff. I got in like performing arts camps and performing arts programs in school, and I'll tell you, like, music got me through. Well, I was in foster care for a good little minute. Because my maybe like 8 or 9 years.
I was a foster kid too.
Wow.
Yeah. See, I knew there was something like, you know, but didn't talk about it on camera. Okay, so you're drawn to music and stuff like that, and I know what music can do for you because that's what it does for me. As far as like, that's why I can't like escape it. Mm-hmm. As far as I have to be around music in some form or fashion, it's just like went from like, you know, creating stuff to like now creating platforms for music and, you know, understanding like I get and working with creatives, I understand y'all because I've done that or whatever. So at what point did you like want to go like, you know, professional?
You know, I always felt like I was professional.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like I was a professional that wasn't on TV. But I was like, I'm supposed to be on TV. Y'all just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
And when you see me,
mm-hmm.
it might be a surprise to y'all, but it won't be a surprise to me because I feel like I've been here all along.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just following my heart. I wasn't taking any structured steps on, never won a record deal, I'll say that. I never want to sign to a label.
Okay.
Because it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. But you know, one thing that I do remember and learning about you, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can tell that you wanted it more than some others. Even when I would watch some of your performances and stuff, just everything, the way that you carried yourself, the energy on the stage, the look, just, I can tell you want this as opposed to others who, like, you know, just haphazardly throw themselves into it. And that always has stood out with me. So,
you know, I feel like I need this because have you ever talked to those people and you ask them, oh, what are you passionate about? And they're like, I don't have a passion. I'm like,
yeah.
What are you here for? How are you living? You know, music has always been my passion. It's always been my purpose. It's always been my ministry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though my dad was a pastor, so they didn't really like secular music.
Mm-hmm.
I just never cared. Mm-hmm. He would just have to take that up with God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing. I can be a rebel. But most of the times I am sweet. I'm angelic. I'm loving and caring.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I feel like I'm really right. If I know I'm right about something, I'm going to do it. And I know I'm right for talking about, you know, heartbreaks. I know I'm right for talking about friendships, talking about love or falling in love, talking about the freaky stuff. I'm right. I don't care.
I get it. You know, that's how you're supposed to put yourself out there.
So my dad wasn't going to stop me. My whole church knit family, because they're so devout. I'm devout too. I love God. But God told me to sing. God, I talked to him and he was like, do what you want. I was like, you sure? He was like, do what you want. Exactly. He said you could do anything.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
Okay, so I'm like, you've been out here doing your thing for a good little minute, right? As like, you know, I like to look at you as like an indie professional.
That's a wonderful term.
Yeah, because like, okay, and so yeah, because like every time I see you put something out, you can tell there's a thought process in it, right?
You know.
And I see that, like, even like scrolling through your Instagram, right? I was like, hold on, her Instagram look way better than mine. Cause you got all your little pictures, they sync up and stuff like that. And I'm like, you know what? I gotta start doing stuff like that. But no. Just everything, the flyers, the website, how it's all linked together, how all your stuff is just, you know, your name, and it's not like, you know, add-ons to it or whatever. You can find, you're very accessible as far as finding. I'm like, it's all there. And then the
you
things
know what?
What
I'm the only Tijuana in the United States
for real.
Yeah, I check the name records every year, and I don't
just
know.
To make sure ain't nobody trying to. Yeah.
Oh yeah, if somebody gets his name, it's gonna be a problem. Yeah. I have to trademark it. And I got the money. It's like $600, but when I get that, you know, when I get the time, I'm gonna trademark my name.
No, you need to, because then that too, like, you carry yourself like a business as well. And I haven't heard anything like, you know, bad as far as like, you know, business dealings or anything like that. So. I'm like, that's great.
That's great. But you know you will. Eventually you
will.
Well,
you know, but you also got to consider the sources too. Mm-hmm. And that's what I tell folks, you know.
Because, you know, I've realized you just can't please. I've always been mm-hmm. that people pleaser. Mm-hmm. And it's because I've always liked to see people happy because mm-hmm. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. And once you know how it feels to actually just be happy and just mm-hmm. be full of life mm-hmm. and full of light and have an enthusiasm mm-hmm. for the next day, mm-hmm. you just want other people to feel mm-hmm. it. So I'll be just trying to make so many people happy. I'll be like, I want you to have it. I mm-hmm. want you to have it. Mm-hmm. Everybody can receive it. Mm-hmm. And you know, some people just find a reason to complain about everything. I'm not talking about anyone in general. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying in my experience. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I do good by everybody. Of course, mm-hmm. I'm biased because mm-hmm. it's me.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying one day in TMZ it won't come out and be like, Tia Lana threw a cat out the window. But they won't know the real story, you know, so.
That cat was trying to kill me.
Exactly. You don't know. Or maybe someone threw the cat at me. I didn't know what to do.
You reacted, yeah.
Exactly.
No, I definitely get that.
So you haven't heard anything bad yet, but I hope it stays that way a long time.
You know, I see you being that type of caliber artist where you're known all over. And I can't say that for a lot of people.
I needed that confirmation.
No, because you put in the work and I love it.
You have no idea how hard I work. I have mm-hmm. 8 or 9 LLCs. Mm-hmm. Your wife has actually used one.
Which one?
The laundry business. She ordered mm-hmm. 8 or 10 bags one time from my laundry company. Mm-hmm. I run it in Columbus and Macon.
Uh-huh.
I started in the pandemic when mm-hmm. I was stuck on my army post. I couldn't wash my clothes. Mm-hmm. And I hired 20 employees. While mm-hmm. I was stuck there, I got the business up and running in a mm-hmm. week. I started making thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
No, my wife, I thought she had something. I don't know if it was a laundry day or something.
Yeah, we still do that. We still do a lot of laundry days.
She ordered a few bags mm-hmm. and she just wanted the company to give them out. Mm-hmm. Free. So I assigned my agents mm-hmm. out, and I told the customers, "Hey, mm-hmm. you're free today. You're free today. You're free mm-hmm. today."
Yeah, she told me but she didn't tell me. It was you though. She be doing stuff on her own and all that mm-hmm. stuff, whatever.
Well, she didn't know it was me. Nobody knows.
Well, that's even better though, because I'll be telling people you know, it's great to have different things, because I've noticed as I've been, you know, I keep staying consistent or whatever. Mm-hmm. People see me, but then if I say something wrong that, you know, offends them or whatever, then they don't want to penalize you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I tell people it's great to have you know, multiple businesses. But everybody, okay, so you're also a rare breed too though, right?
Thank you.
Because not only you understand the creative side of music, whatever, but you also understand business. And I don't get to run into that many who actually understand business and music together, or creativity and business and commission well together.
I think it's because I'm a creative all around.
Mm-hmm.
I can create anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. I'm serious. You know, whether it's writing scripts or poetry, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I create different business models in my mm-hmm. mind all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm constantly thinking. It doesn't matter if it's a song or mm-hmm. if it's a new arrangement or mm-hmm. a score. It doesn't have to be music.
Yeah. So, do you handle everything yourself, or do you assign different tasks to different people? What is your infrastructure as you, as, because I'm you're your own business. You are Jay-Z said, I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
So you are a business. So do you have manager, or do you do stuff yourself, but then you got other people that you give different tasks to?
I'm the everything
mm-hmm.
until I feel like I don't want to do it anymore. When it's fun,
mm-hmm.
I'll do it. Mm-hmm. when I first started, I'll say the laundry company.
Mm-hmm.
I was yeah, this is fun. I'm mm-hmm. gonna go out, I'm gonna do laundry, mm-hmm. I'm gonna help people, I'm gonna meet mm-hmm. new people. I think I might have did that for a week. And then I was like, I ain't doing this. Mm-hmm. I ain't doing this. Mm-hmm. Holding all these, and then oh no, they had all these baby bibs, and I don't have any kids yet.
Yeah.
I don't have, you know, I'm single, I ain't mm-hmm. got no kids, mm-hmm. and one thing, I'm not finna be washing nobody's dirty drawers but mm-hmm. mine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, let the employees do it.
Okay.
But I've never started a business with a loan. I've always started businesses where the employees pay me, because I'm not paying the employees. So the way it works is, let's say your wife. So she put in like 10 bags and she paid maybe $250 or $300. The order goes straight from her when she put it in to the laundry agents. And then it automatically sends about 40% of that to their bank account.
Gotcha. See, and that's where that technical skill set, like, you know, you say you create websites and stuff, so you know how to create automated systems.
I'm great at logistics. I love creating systems. I love it.
So are you creating systems for artists now?
Selfish. They need to consult somebody. I'm doing this because I have to. I'm from the country.
Yeah.
I raised like cows and pigs and stuff. I didn't have any resources. So I was like, okay, well, if you don't have it, create it. Make it. That's what I did. This ain't for everybody.
I'm just saying, but like that needs, like, they need stuff like that though. I think there's a market for that. But getting them to understand.
And there are services, there are people who offer the services, and guess the artists still don't go to them. The artists still don't understand that there is more that they need as an artist than just getting in the studio and releasing a song. They don't know they need artist development. They don't know they need vocal lessons. You think if you're a singer, oh, you know, I'm just gifted, I don't ever have to. You're wrong. You want everybody else takes lessons. Everybody else for every other job has some type of training. And you think just because you have a voice, you don't need to learn how to use it or how to breathe. And, you know, it's asinine.
So let's get into, like, you know, some of the music. So I saw that, which single was that? That you posted was like your best single to date.
I think it was 13 Babies.
Yes.
That's a freaking song. You want to do that one? For all my Christian viewers, you know, before we talk about this, I just want to talk about when you're married, it's called worship. The, you know, festivities, nightly festivities are called worship between a covenant union. Yes, before we get too deep into it, y'all start judging me. I want y'all to understand that babies are wonderful. Babies are beautiful. Bundles of joy and life. Of course they cry, you know, they do things, they, you know, they don't sleep too much, but they are beautiful. And all I'm talking about is the process of bringing them into fruition. You have to create the babies. It's a beautiful process to create a baby. And 13 Babies just lists a detailed account, step-by-step account of what you need to do in case you don't know, because you might not. I don't know your life, you know? I don't know. You could be 40 and you don't know how to make a baby. But I am a teacher. I'm a God-led teacher. And I'm going to tell you. If this is the song he wants to interview, we could change the song. It's not too late.
No, I brought it up because, you know, you say it's your most successful song. So I wanted to, like, was it the fact, why do you think it's your most successful song to date so far?
Oh, I rigged it.
You rigged it?
I rigged it. I took a snippet from a movie, and I was like, I wonder if I just put my own song. You know how normal scores are. I wonder if I just mute the audio of this clip and put my own song, what would happen? Went viral. And that made the song go viral.
Okay.
So I uploaded to YouTube. It was a Tyler Perry movie. It's on YouTube. I didn't even put the name of the movie. I just said best sex love making scene ever in all caps.
Okay.
Viral.
Mm-hmm.
That's why 13 Babies is the number one song.
Okay.
It could have been any song. I could have put ABCs behind that song, but because the video went viral, people trickled down from the video and went everywhere else, Apple Music, Spotify.
That's what's up though. So I like that you do different approaches and stuff like that. So what do you like best? Do you like the creating, like, a song as far as writing it, recording it, or do you like performing?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on how I feel.
That's how I feel. Because if I'm, it's a true story song, then it's less of an enjoyment. It's more of the same way a smoker needs to go out and take a hit, or the same way an alcoholic needs to, you know, they feel like they need that next drink.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm really stressed out, or depending on the situation, could be a breakup, could be something that just rubbed me the wrong way, I'm like, gotta get this out, gotta get this out. And then I'm whole again. So I might write 5 different songs on the same subject. I, you know, actually I wrote like a few last week, but I didn't want to put it out yet because they're gonna know exactly what it's about. Because it's too early, it's too fresh situation. So I gotta stagger it. I have to do that all the time when I'm writing a song about something somebody did. Because they're gonna know.
No, I get it, I definitely get it. So,
I want to actually ask the question. I hate drifting off. So, if all is well and I'm just writing the song just for fun, just for a creative outlet, then performing probably takes the cake. But if I'm writing a true story and I need this off my chest, it's definitely the song process so I can function. Now, I don't do anything else. I've never done a drug. I've never smoked before. I've drank a few times. But that's recent. That's recent. Music has always been the outlet. It just always has for everything. For, you know, even like childhood trauma. So that's my go-to. That's my ibuprofen.
Nah, I get it. So what do you like doing better? Do you like to perform with your band, or do you like to just, like, you know, over performance tracks when it comes to performing, or are you just sticking with the band and like live performances?
Depends on the event.
Okay.
If you're doing like a festival, it's really hard not to do it with the performance track because there's so much you need, especially if you have a hip hop song, and then there's songs that a live band just can't make. So you have to use stem tracks that fill it in the background, especially if there's a video drop going along with it. So if you have a lot of festivals, we have to synchronize with whatever drop we sent them. Can't do it without a track because the band will have to literally be, you know, looking back. So we have to just play to the track to know that we're in time with the video. Otherwise, like the gig today, no track. We're just gonna jam it out, just fill it out, be looking at each other, you know, just vibing off of each other's energy.
Do you ever like record those sessions like that and go back and look at them and just see what, if you've created something special that you want to like polish up a little bit and put out?
All the time.
I can imagine that you all probably have like a, you know, like I got a 5 terabyte hard drive in there or whatever, and all the stuff you be doing, I'm sure you probably got like a few of those just filled with stuff.
Yes, and then I, you know, I do everything. I record the band, I hook everybody mics up, I take all the tracks, I mix them, I master them, I add effects, you know, if I need to change it around, if I need to make the trombone turn into an electric guitar or whatever, do what I need to do to make the actual song come to life. Then I put those on BeatStars. As Royal Sounds Productions, because we have a lot of production company gigs coming up, and I didn't think about it until maybe 6 months ago. I was like, we're a band. We could be doing anything. We could be doing scores and arrangements. We could be making the little generic TikTok music, you know? I was like, let's do production. So, you would be surprised.
You doing all right. So, yeah. I'm like, you just said you set up all the mics and stuff like that, and the recording, and you know, when it comes to the band and all that, and the videography and all that stuff, and editing things.
Yeah, but do the videography.
Like, okay, so what you getting there like 3 hours before to make sure everything's like set up the way it's supposed to, and then you turn around and be in the talent?
Well, sometimes I just keep everything set up already because I own a few spaces now.
Oh, see, let me see. You just
that's
big time.
I own like 6 spaces.
Oh, wow.
Creative spaces. I know.
So how do you manage all of that? Because, you know, I have multiple businesses as well. And I understand what you go through as far as, like, you know, going from one hat to another. And then, like, one business feeds the other and all that stuff or whatever. How do you manage that and don't drive yourself insane?
I get people who need the business
to succeed as much mm-hmm. as I do. Because let's say if we're working at McDonald's together, and I'm just, you know, I'm the owner or mm-hmm. whatever, but I'm paying you $60,000 or $70,000 a year, which isn't, it's probably not realistic for McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But
well, I think managers make something like that.
They might. Well, you're gonna be much more apt to mm-hmm. want to help a little extra more, clean a few more tables mm-hmm. if needed, if I have to step away for a few months, because you're like, well, my check depends on this mm-hmm. on this business model working. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'll be honest, I am capitalizing on some people who are fixed minded, you know, because I don't know if you know the difference between fixed mindset people and growth mindset. It's only mm-hmm. two type of mindsets. Fixed mindset people, and no shots at y'all, but fixed mindset people feel like they have to do everything the way they're told to do it. Mm-hmm. They cannot deviate. Mm-hmm. If someone says, you must work this job for 40 years or whatever, and you have to get retirement, that's just the way you do things. Or you must go to college. That's the only way you'll have a decent mm-hmm. life. They feel like they can't deviate. Mm-hmm. They can't take jumps. They're crippled by fear. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm serious. Mm-hmm. So a lot of fixed mindset people create the billion-dollar companies mm-hmm. of the growth mindset people mm-hmm. who capitalize, just like my laundry agents. No offense, but, you know, mm-hmm. they feel like that's what they have to do to survive. I have to do this laundry load. This is what I need to do to feed my family. Mm-hmm. I never thought that. I just needed my clothes washed. Mm-hmm. I was stuck on post, and I was like, look, I can't get off because of this COVID restriction, and somebody got to come pick this up. So let me make a business. Mm-hmm. Let me make a business, and I'm going to mm-hmm. hire y'all. And then I wasn't expecting it to blow up. I wasn't expecting so many mm-hmm. other people to have a need. I could show you so many, like, messages, people who like, mm-hmm. have back problems or mm-hmm. spinal injuries, older people.
I was like, while we do the laundry days and stuff, and like, okay, well, also, Andreas, you don't like doing laundry either. So it's a combination.
Does not like it. Yeah.
It's a combination of then the time, like as you said, growth minded people, right? We're always working on something new, something else. Mm-hmm. So we need the conveniences. I don't need to be sitting there doing, especially with all these kids. I'm like, yeah. So we had a laundry guy who comes and so while we're talking about the laundry, right? Mm-hmm. We had a guy named Joe, she found, and he does mobile laundry services. Mm-hmm. Just from Andrea using him and referring other people to him, he was able to go out and get a second van and hire someone. Mm. That's how much business he's getting. So
he does a van and he picks it up and mm-hmm. takes it.
Uh-huh, and brings it back to you. Yeah, fold it and everything. So yeah, I'm like, well, it's convenience. And I'm like, we're at the point in our lives where I'm all about convenience.
Right.
I tell people about it all the time. Like, people might think it's like, you know, bougie or whatever, but I'll pay for the VIP tables. I'm not going to be sitting in line. No, sorry. It's about convenience for me at this point in my life. No, because I have other stuff I have to do or whatever, and I want to do.
And you paid your dues.
Exactly.
We know the struggle. We've already nickel and dime. Oh, we've done the little cheese sandwiches already. Like, yep. We've done fried bologna.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know if you have. Mm-hmm. I definitely have. I've been
there. No, I have done a lot of fried bologna. Oh, the spam. Oh, my. Ugh. Sorry, you just broke that memory.
I like salmon patties every morning. My grandma would just, and they were canned. She would take them out the can and make salmon patties.
I had like ramen noodles or whatever with hot dogs in it, and it was like spaghetti.
I'm sorry, I still tell them ramen noodles up. I got some in my trunk. You want a bag? I got some on the
No, Andrea had that, never tried ramen noodles or none of that until we was in college. And I got her pizza or whatever. Then the kids be eating or they just think it's a treat. But they ought to say, that's a struggle meal.
It was a struggle meal.
But like my son, he'll sit there, he'll cook noodles or whatever. Then he'll boil an egg and out there chop up some grease. And I'm like making gourmet noodles and stuff. I'm like, dude, really?
That's fine.
But I'm like, it goes back to that. I like you were saying though about the fixed mind and the growth or whatever. Because I'm like, we need people who are, because no business would survive if it didn't have, like, you know, the labor force.
Yeah.
And I get it. Because when I first graduated and I was like so gung ho, I wanted everybody to do entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. But then I realized, yeah, this is not meant for everybody. And I can't be more excited and want you to win more than you do, the other person or whatever. So I came to that realization within the first, you know, couple of years or so. I was like, yeah, it's not meant for everybody. So I only encourage those that I actually can tell that they have like that entrepreneurial spirit in them, and they do certain things that where they just need someone to help them get over the hump so they can jump out there. And like you said, it's that fear.
And like, I feel like logic and faith and entrepreneurship have to work in tandem. Because I meet some people, I'm not saying they'll never be great, but they have a hard time excelling because our conversations will go like, hey, why don't you do this, this, and this? And they're like, why would I risk this stability of the you know? And I'm like, do you feel like you'll never get it back? I don't have a problem dissolving a business. I know today everything I'm doing could crash down and that's fine. Because I trust myself. I'm a creative. I've created being before. Creative,
yeah, exactly. No. Yeah, that.
Many more. Trump had like 500 businesses.
Yes.
Like, well, why not me? And if I can just go bankrupt and move the money over.
Yeah, exactly. I did. I was sucking.
Gotta edit that one. don't want them to use this in a fraud tape or, you know, white collar crime. 10 years from now, Tijuana scandal. He's like, tax evasion. I pay my taxes, y'all.
I tell people like, you know, there's a different. You gotta learn how to play the game. No, I got you. But I went through there at one point where, you know, when you create a business and then you get so attached to that, and then once I created another one and started creating another one, I was like, you know what, I'm not attached to the business like that anymore. It's not emotionally for me anymore. It's about the purpose and getting to the goal or whatever. And I still run into entrepreneurs now who are just so focused on that one particular business. And I'm like, look, you need to just like hang this up. It's not working for you.
I was there once. It was my first business. Fixing phones. I was fixing at, listen, I almost fixed everybody in Central Georgia's phone, tablet, or camera, or refrigerator, or TV, or something at some point. I was that thorough. Oh my God. I was on at Fort Valley. I was the fix it girl.
The fix it girl.
Yeah, I fixed all my professor stuff.
That's what's up.
That was just me, and I was like, I love fixing phones. I just, you know, I'm so passionate about it. Till I wasn't. And I was like, somebody else got to do this. Somebody else got to do this.
So what do you see yourself doing now, though, as far as, like, you know, creative? I know, like, you know, you do movies and stuff like that.
That's recent. That's very recent. I just started tapping into the film industry. I started going to this little thing in Atlanta. I think it's called Greenlit, but I've only been twice, but it only took those first two times to meet like 20 different powerful and influential producers, or EPs, they call them, directors, hundreds of actors. I don't know why it's so populated, why it's so dense, like with actors. Like everybody wants to be the actor.
Well, you know, people don't think about the other roles that they can play within, like, the industries that they want to get in. It's like, you know, okay, I want to be an artist or whatever. Well, maybe you don't have the chops to be an artist. Maybe you have a chops to be, like, a videographer or a photographer and work within still the music industry and, like, you know, capture the best footage or capture the best, you know.
Or teach theory. You can be a professor.
With that, too. So, you know, people, they see the limelight. Like, you know, y'all, okay, so without, there would be no industry without the artists, and there would be no artists without the industry. And, you know, because y'all are put out as the final product. People don't think about all the other roles that comes before that helps pushes you, you know, out there.
Yeah, everything. So. The stylist, of course, you know.
Yeah, I'm like, there's a lot. So, I'm just going to, I'm thinking about something, then, you know, I just lost that thought.
It's okay. It'll come back later on tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, send me a video of you answering this.
And then I'll be back. I have to find a red wall somewhere. Like, put my toes back.
Just green screen it. Well, not actually green. Well, you know, he was, well, you know, his part in there or whatever. But yeah, that would just show him gray. You know that.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So okay, so what do you see yourself like accomplishing this year? Because I'm like, you do a lot and you've done a lot, but I know that you want more.
You know, I just feel like I've been going with the flow. Mm-hmm. And it's like me going with the flow just keeps getting bigger. It's like, mm-hmm, I started down a creek and then it was a stream and it was, mm-hmm, a river. And it's like, yeah, it keeps expanding. I'm like, okay, we just got so many ways to go. I feel, mm-hmm, like I'm about to be in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I feel like I'm about to just be in the ocean and just, mm-hmm, have like the full view. I'm sorry, I use a lot of metaphors.
No, I get it.
Have a lot of figurative language, you know.
I get it.
But that's where I am. My years kind of run together because, mm-hmm, I try to tell time by the year or by the periods, but, mm-hmm, it just never works that way. I'm like, if I'm gonna do something, I just gotta start it today.
Yeah.
I have to start it today. I'm not gonna wait till Monday. I'm, mm-hmm, not gonna wait till 5 o'clock. I'm not gonna wait till I take a nap. I'm, mm-hmm, just like, let's do it. I'm a runner, I'm a jumper.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because I ain't got no kids, because my band, mm-hmm, be like, slow down. They be trying to be like, please, mm-hmm, they be like, give us a break.
But no, you have a lot of time right now to be able to do all that, which is fantastic, because that's how you really build that machine behind the artist. So tell me this: you're an independent artist and you do a lot of stuff, and you know the business and all that. What do you not like about the music business?
It is. It's really just the way the industry capitalizes on the fixed mindset people. Because an artist can be just this fixed mindset. You got so many female artists who are just willing to sleep with a manager or a producer. Mm-hmm. Or I had a guy last night. Mm-hmm. I was just showing him one of my spaces. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, I could put you, you know, I could invest in you. But, you know, every now and then I might call you after 2 a.m. You know, you're just going to have to pick up. And I'm like, no.
No. He said that to you first time meeting you.
I'm like, you can go. You think I do this for money? I don't need money. Are you serious? Oh,
wow.
Don't get me wrong. He was a really influential man. Mm-hmm. He had a giant film studio. I mean, huge. Maybe 15,000 square feet. A lot of mm-hmm, great movies have come out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just don't care. And I don't, mm-hmm, know where to get that care from, mm-hmm, or where women or other men, mm-hmm, just be like, this is my only chance. I must do this to excel.
I have
never
conversations with people about, like, quote unquote, these opportunities. And I'm like, I tell them all the time, you create your opportunities. And they don't just, first of all, it don't just happen like that. Oh, you bump into somebody and, oh yeah, I can make you a star and bam, you become a star. No, I'm sorry, it doesn't happen that way. There's a lot of lay work and a lot of different moving parts that go into, you know, building that machine. But I also don't believe in that you just get like one particular opportunity. I'm like, when you work your way and you keep working, other people start gravitating. You just keep climbing up the ladder. And then the people who are not paying attention, they'll see you when you like way up here, but won't realize that, you know what I'm saying, you started down here and you climbed your way up. Yeah, I don't believe in an opportunity thing like that. I'm like, no, you make your opportunities. And then if you really, like, you know what I'm saying, I'm like, you can do your own business and you can grow your own business.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would get all your opportunities, because you'll be sitting there and you'll see, like, I know that you see things that you can take advantage of that other artists don't even think about, because you're out there constantly doing it and you see how the markets change and shift and all that, and how consumer behavior changes or whatever, and then what openings are there to where, you know, you can capitalize off of. And one thing I started doing this year, I have this, it's called an angry reel that I do. And I started doing it because it just came to me as an idea, but I was like, no, I know I'm doing this. So, you know Slum, Bill Slum? Or heard of
Bill Slum? I've heard of, yes,
okay.
I've heard.
Okay, well, on New Year's Day, I filmed him because I was at a private listening party for someone else that he was actually invited to. So he did, he performs, he's singing and stuff and everything. So He went from rap to singing. And while I was there with my camera or whatever, I filmed him, shot some reels and stuff like that, sent them to him, edited all that stuff. So now I'm like, dude, there's a whole lot of work. I'm sending you an invoice. Send him the invoice, he paid it, whatever. And I was like, you know what? I should do something where tap into how people like negativity, right? Because negativity goes 10 times quicker than positivity, but spin it. So I was like, you know what? Let me make a reel about him paying his invoice and all these other good business things that we've done with one another over the years, but make it and present it in an angry format.
I'm so mad I'm paying all
my bills. Yeah, I was like, who out here paying these bills and stuff like that and paying them on time and blah, blah, blah. And you know, just doing good business. And I did it that way. I posted it, oh man, just people was like, they were laughing at it, hilarious. They had stars sent to me and everything, people commenting and all that. So then I saw the reaction, so I started doing like a series of it. So I'm like on my 8th or 9th one or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll post them every couple weeks or something like that. But no one else has done anything like that, especially in this area.
How often do you make them?
Well, I make them with people that I like, first of all. We'll make them for people I like. And then I've had like really good positive interactions and stuff with, and that I can tell are like really genuine good people and who will do good business.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody doesn't get one. So it's very selective. Exactly. But yeah, I'm gonna show you some of them when we get done and all that. There was something else. Oh, okay. So I remember you during the pandemic, you did the thing where you're playing artist music.
Yeah. The reviews.
Do you still do that? Or
I stopped because I just didn't have time for it. Mm-hmm. It was fun though. It was really fun. I heard so much music. I connected with so many artists.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a lot of money.
Hey, I'm like, that's a win-win-win.
I started doing products. I put it on Fiverr. Uh-huh. You know, people were being like, try this software. And mm-hmm. Try this soap. Try mm-hmm. this. And I was like, okay. $200. $200. It's a little, but $200. Yeah, so that was a good time. And I probably would bring that mm-hmm. around, but I can't be the reviewer. And people have to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You will never be a millionaire or a billionaire if you're doing all the work. Mm-hmm. We only have so many hours
in the day. Exactly.
And so the way, what'd you say his name was? Joe?
What, the VR?
The laundry?
Joe. Uh-huh.
The way he does it, that's a great concept mm-hmm. for him. But when he's going to run out of time,
mm-hmm.
there's going to come ahead where he has too many customers that he can do it within a day and still be able to function as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I can't do the laundry. Mm-hmm. Everyone else can do it, but I really just love music, and all the businesses I have are just so that I can do music.
Yeah.
Because I've tried the workforce, I tried Ingles, I tried Circle K, and when I was working...
What did you do at Ingles and Circle K?
Ingles, I was bringing up groceries.
Okay, you're the cashier.
I was the best one. I've always been employee of the month. I have the best customer
service. I could imagine like you just sitting there talking and singing to people while you bagging and all that.
And I was. And singing like, people happy birthday. Uh-huh. Throwing business cards in the bag.
Exactly.
Walking to Walmart. I did that when I was
not singing, but I did the business cards and all that. And I did CDs and stuff when I was at Old Navy.
Mm-hmm.
When it was in the mall, at Megan Mall. And I would put together compilations and stuff and put like, you know, my first company was Banked Out Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just dropping them in there, like, you know, Street Hits Volume 1 or, you know, was it Tranquility in the Bedroom, Ecstasy or something like that. Mm-hmm. I had nice little titles. But I was picking songs that were off of major released albums that should have been singles and not just the popular songs. And people were loving it. They're like, oh man, that CD you put together, blah, blah, blah. And as I was doing it, like, I would ring people up, like, hey, I got the CD, you listen, bam, right there in the bag, and send them out there with it. So, yeah, I love the fact that, you know, you got that, like, hustler's spirit, and you see things a little differently as far as, like, you know, how to push.
Yeah, I would pre-prep the bags, because just in case I'm not there, the next shift needs to be given up. So I would just go, like, at least 200 bags each.
That's what's up.
You know, once my clientele built up, I was like, well, I don't need this job anymore.
Exactly. Well, that's the whole point, though, is to, you know you're doing it So it's like the dude that, I don't know if you saw that news article, he was putting his mixtapes in the McDonald's Happy Meals.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
He was working there and giving kids.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
That is funny. Though I could imagine those kids going to school like, you know.
Kids yeah, somebody reported or whatever. Like, I got like, stories like that, I can't really get madder than being intuitive. But like the fact that they go report him and all that, and I think he got like fired or whatever, I was like, man, really? Y'all should have, what McDonald's should have done from a PR standpoint, they're like, you know what? Let's go get you a record deal. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, people were like, oh, you know, McDonald's, blah, blah, blah. It would have been great PR. I think they handled the situation.
Listen, McDonald's might have, when you have a mind like that, the job doesn't stop you. Mm-hmm. Wherever he is, he might be putting mixtapes in people's lip gloss somehow. Mm-hmm. He's putting them on windshields still. Mm-hmm. He's sticking them in your tire or your muffler so you can't leave without sticking it out.
I don't know if I tell you this, when I created music and I was actively doing it, my first album, I went through Vista Print, bought shirts and stuff like that, but also did magnets. And I put my CD information on album cover and all that stuff on the magnet. And I went to
sticking them
on the cars. Because you ain't going to take a magnet off because it's functional. And I was like,
it
costs more money, but I was like, what can I do to work? You know, flyers and stuff, people take it and just throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
I also did keychains for like one of my projects. This keychain is functional. You ain't gonna just throw that away. I had people who still had like the original keychain like 4 or 5 years later told me, I still got my keychain and blah, blah, blah. I was like, and that's what like helped put the name out there and my music and all that stuff. And
so this is music you were laying vocals on it or were you?
Yeah, I was rapping stuff. Uh-huh.
No.
Uh-huh, for real.
Why? Yep. You have told that.
No, I did not. Yeah.
Why
what?
Why haven't you told me that?
Yeah, I just didn't talk about it a whole lot. I only did it because I always saw myself being more of an executive. So when I did the artist route, I wanted to show artists that I knew what I was talking about. Like, I get my, like, first YouTube check was like $700 in a month.
Wow.
Because I had two videos, one did 700,000, the other did 100-something thousand. Mm-hmm. But I was promoting them like crazy. I got my first royalty check from Sound Exchange, ASCAP, all that. So, like, I got a song right now that's on Alpha Dreams, which is my first project, and I didn't even promote the song as a single, and it's been streaming like 2,000 some times a quarter on Spotify and Tidal and all that, and it keeps appearing for the last 3 quarters of distribution. It still appears on my statements.
So that was basically your way to say, here's proof.
Exactly. I know what I'm doing.
And that's important. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many artists, they'll contact me.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say they're managers or they're, you know, they're investors or they're marketers.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to their profile and you see they're an artist also.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting like 2 views. I'm like, why would I trust you?
Mm-hmm.
Why would I ever? I'm doing great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay, thanks.
Exactly. Like, the person should be able to take you to the next level, not, you know what I'm saying, anything you can do already. But, you know, again, you know, people, I think some people just trying to either break their foot into the door or whatever, or they have these delusional ideas that they think they could actually do something. Or they don't match their results. Like, they should be going to, like, new artists.
Mm.
Not artists that are established and just building their way up. I'm like, I respect them, like someone straight who has never put out a song or something like that. Okay, go to that type of artist. Don't go to somebody like yourself. I'm like, because you've released music, you book shows and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, you've been at festivals and all that. And I'm like, and plus, I'm like, with your brain or whatever, I'm like, you know how the business and how that stuff works. I mean, you know how to work it like a business, so.
And even, yeah. I mean, the music industry isn't really, it's just another pattern. I feel like all businesses are just different patterns of ways that we connect people with a want or a need, because that's all business is.
Mm-hmm.
You're just the middle person. You're connecting someone with something they really need or they really desire to have.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, well, I can do this for you.
Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
For in exchange, you know, this is what's right. That's what you're really doing.
That's all it is. That's what I tell people. That's what business is. That's all it is.
And for music,
strip it down. It's the same thing.
People act like hits, like a song is born or a hit or it's not a hit.
Mm-hmm.
But hits are promoted. I could just start tapping this.
Mm-hmm.
if I had $200,000 right now,
yeah,
I would just sample that and put it all over everything. Mm-hmm. It will be on every Hulu ad, every Snapchat, Instagram, Google, anything. In the, you know, it will be playing in the stores, and people wouldn't be able to get it out of their head because someone needs to hear something about seven times before they really memorize it. And they're like, dang, I can't get this out of my head. What is that? What is it?
So you're the artist that I could actually have these lengthy conversations with or whatever, and you understand. I don't get that a lot. But is there anything that we missed or, you know, that you would like to discuss?
I don't think we missed anything. I think there are a few things I have not said yet because I want y'all to continue to tune in to Banked Out Radio, and I want y'all to continue to tune in to Tialana because there is so much in store that is to come and is in progress right now that I'm excited about, and you should be too. You really should. Okay. You should be too. Okay. It's been a pleasure.
Ma'am, thank you. It really has. I'm loving this conversation. So y'all can go out and y'all support Tialana and go to all social media Tialana. That's your website.
Tialana.com.
Tialana.com. Okay. Yes. Tialana.com. You'll get everything. You know, it's all there. So there's no way of like missing that. And if you have not already, make sure y'all download that Banked Out Radio Show app. Yes. Trying to get to, what's my new goal? I think 2,000 downloads. I got 1,000.
2,000.
I'm at like 1,157 or something like that. So yeah. There's so much stuff you can do on that app too. So yeah, make sure y'all play with the app and all that stuff because I see the numbers every day I log in. And to keep continuing to like support, and you know, soon y'all gonna, shameless plug as well. If you need to learn how to monetize your platform, y'all can go to BankThatRadioShow.com and go to /shop. That class is on there. You log in, download it. Well, not download it, you can stream it, pay for it, stream it, and learn how to monetize your platform inside and out, regardless of what social media platform it is and what the parameters are. There's a lot of other stuff y'all can be doing that you're not taking advantage of. I think that's it. And, you know, new streaming content and all that stuff coming soon. Yeah.
And before y'all leave, I'm about to give y'all a little bit of my song, Shine. I know that you want me, 'cause I'm giving you life. You're more than only, and I'm just your type. You at work and you want it, 'cause I'm hitting your line. I'm sending pictures of my body, got your pants fitting tight. Oh boy, I know you love me, love me, love me. Make me feel lovely, lovely, lovely. At times I don't feel happy, no. With you it isn't much. So baby, just shine. Shine your love on me. Baby, just say, baby, just shine. Shine your love on me. That Shine is on Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, anywhere you want to look at it or around it, on it, over it, under it, is there, okay? Tialana.com, baby, is the name that you love to say. Tialana, baby. Instagram me, okay? I'm done.
That's it.
But you'll see me soon.